Frosty Crane, yeah, pizza is the pizza, yeah, for you and me.
Frosty Crab Pizza, Frosty Crab Pizza, Frosty Crab Pizza, Frosty Crab Pizza, Frosty Crab Pizza.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. You are on with the Prawn. I am Andrew Sparks. I have the lovely Chelsea Davis with me today.
Hello, everybody.
Chelsea, thank you for joining me, as always. It's wonderful to have you here. Today is going to be a fun episode. We have lots of mind games for each other. We're going to be quizzing each other, trying to see just how much we've been retaining in these 25, 26 years of life so far. How much do you know? Are you smarter than a fifth grader, Chelsea? Do you think you're smarter?
Probably.
You think you've retained enough?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we both have scoured the internet a little bit, found some good little quizzes, compiled questions to ask each other. We decided not to get too specific. We found out there's a lot of either math questions or even things relating to grammar that, while would be fun to test, it's a lot harder to just do on the spot without having paper in front of you, writing it down. Be a lot more, a lot less entertaining in a live format like this. So we're trying to go for questions we can pull a reasonable response out of our memory.
Yes.
Yeah. So
trivia.
Do you want to go first? Start with me.
Yes.
Put me on the hot seat first.
Yes, you're in the hot seat.
Give me like three questions. We'll do cycles of three questions each.
Okay. So when writing out a fraction, the numbers above and below the vinculium are called the
Well, I was not familiar with that term, but I do know numerator and denominator.
There you go.
I know that. Learned something new from that question, though.
Yes, you did. All right. Next question. If it's 5:30 when you leave for the store and 6:15 when you get there, how long did it take?
5:30 when I leave to go to the store?
And 6:15 when you got there.
So 45 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell your times, baby.
I've gotten good with telling time. I've had to as an adult to survive.
All right, here's a harder one. How many grams are in 1,000?
Oh, what? I just said we're going to try to avoid these ones, and now you're out here. It's okay. I'm the one that's it's reasonable to expect me to
exactly.
know these things.
Exactly. So how many grams are in 1,000 kilograms?
1,000 kilograms?
Yes.
Is it 1 gram?
No.
10 grams?
No.
100 grams?
No, it's 1 million
grams. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I'm not super great with conversions and measurements. That's what I need Google for most of the time. Okay, let me bring up my three. So what is the process of water turning into vapor called?
The water cycle?
What part? You know, what happens to water when it, like, turns?
Evaporate?
Yeah, there you go.
Evaporation.
Exactly. Who was the first person to step on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Nice. And this is probably going to be the only geography one I'll give you. I thought this was maybe the easiest out of all of them. The rest, I was like, I can't even expect most middle schoolers, fifth graders, to know a lot of the geography in our country, let alone other countries. What's the capital of Russia? It's like probably the only major city you know in Russia.
Moscow.
Yep. All right, give me another three.
Okay, so the interior angles of a triangle always add up to
180.
Yes. Look at you. How many human years are equal to one dog year?
7.
Yes.
Nice.
The words fee, fi, fo, and fum are from which fairy tale?
It's the one with the giants. Is it Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes.
Nice.
Good job.
Sweet. All right. Cool. Take that, fifth graders.
Right.
What are you guys doing?
You're
just on your
nothing.
iPads. You don't know lore. You don't know real world lore. I might not know how to make words good, but. Okay. What is the process by which plants make their food? You know how they turn sunlight.
Photosynthesis.
There you go. Nice. Who wrote the famous play Romeo and Juliet?
William Shakespeare.
Nice. All right, I lied. There's one more capital one, but I think you should know this. What's the capital of France? The big French city. Everybody romanticizes.
The big French city, Italy?
Italy's another country. Baby, I thought higher.
Oh, wait.
Where's
the
Eiffel Tower at?
It's in France.
And what city? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a P.
Oh, Paris. Paris, France.
It's okay.
Yes, you're right.
You're allowed one brain fart per per test. You wasted your brain fart, though. So
well, you
be
know
prepared.
Mikkel, he's Italian and French.
Oh,
so
you're
when
getting
you said...
confused. Mikkel's lore was messing with you.
Yes.
You're thinking of some Italian cities.
Well, Italy, the country.
Yeah. Just thinking of the whole city. All right. Give me my three.
What was the name of the last queen of France?
The last... Oh, my... I don't know my French history that well. Last queen of France. I think I only know British monarchs. I'm probably not going to be able to guess that one.
It's like the really big one. She had the really big, crazy powdered wigs. Let them eat cake.
Oh, okay. Was that like... Was her name Mary?
Yes.
Was it Mary Magdalene?
No.
No? Why does that come right next to Magdalene? Is she like something to do with Christianity or something?
No. Oh, wait. Mary Magdalene?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I'm pretty
what I'm
sure.
Okay. Mary.
It starts with an A.
Mary Antoinette?
Yes.
There we go.
There
okay.
you go. Okay. This is going to be easy. Who invented the light bulb in 1879?
The light bulb, is that a Thomas Edison?
Yes.
Okay, that's fake news. He didn't invent anything. He was just stealing people's work.
What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Largest internal organ?
Yes.
Oh, man. So that's probably got to be the intestines?
No.
No? I mean, guess what else would be larger than the intestines?
It regulates.
I'm thinking it regulates.
It regulates.
Is it the brain?
No.
Not the brain. That wouldn't make sense.
Regulates like liquor.
Oh, so the liver is
yes.
the largest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Liver. Yep.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
I thought that was going to be the trick question where it's, oh, it's the skin, but they hit me with that
internal
organ.
So yeah.
I guess if the liver probably laid out is probably super long or
probably.
Something. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool. That was my three?
Yes.
Let's get you your three. What have we got here? What gas do humans need in order to live? What do we breathe?
Oxygen.
Nice. What is the hardest mineral? What's the famously hardest mineral? It's very valuable. People like it.
Diamond.
Yeah, there you go. What do paleontologists study?
Oh my gosh, I have that on here for you.
You do? Well,
yes.
You know I know that.
Oh.
That's a good reverse question, I guess.
Wait, paleontologists. That's what Ross was, right? No,
yes.
He was, dinosaur bones.
Yeah, so fossils
Angel
is
life.
More specific. But
fossils.
Yeah, they can study more than just dinosaurs, but yeah. If he wasn't a paleontologist, he might have... Then something else.
Geologist?
Probably was.
No, because that's Randy
He's probably
from South
paleontology.
Park. Yeah.
He was just like a professor, wasn't he? God, can you imagine having Ross as your professor?
That would be the
now
worst.
Now I'm having flashbacks
He'd be the worst
to the
professor.
Episodes where he had those breakdowns. Then he had the relationship with the one student. Wow. Uh-huh. All right, now we're getting the friends lore. What's my questions?
Okay. So, what shape is a stop sign?
I'm making sure I say this right. An octagon.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool.
What do you call a group of crows?
A murder.
Yes. That is what you call them. What state is the Grand Canyon located in?
Arizona?
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Wow.
It's always
really
between
smart.
That and Nevada, but yeah, we're getting there. We've gotten some worldly wisdom in our years. They help us retain all these little basic facts. All right, this one's going to be probably the trickiest one, but in reality, there's only really two answers you could give me, so you got a 50-50 chance here. Which hemisphere is the Tropic of Capricorn in? It's either north or southern hemisphere.
Northern?
Darn, 50-50 roll, crit fail.
I knew it.
Southern hemisphere, that's okay. That's an understandable one to miss. I probably would have guessed that wrong with a just bad roll of luck, too. What are the large rocks that orbit the sun between Mars and Jupiter called?
Moon rocks?
You know, what's the...
asteroid?
Yeah, there you go. What's the like term for those asteroids that are floating around there? That's not really part of the question, but...
What do you mean, what's the term?
What are they called? The asteroid belt?
Oh, the
you've heard that before, right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And you had to learn solar systems and all that?
Yeah, I'm like fifth grade.
Yeah. Well, if you take I almost said astrology. My astronomy professors would all be cringing.
They should offer astrology here. That would be a great course.
I'd be hard pressed to find professors that would teach it.
Why not? I would love an astrology class. That would.
I'm
be
sure
lit.
Lots of people would.
I bet it would be full every semester. And they'd be like, it's really hard to get into astrology.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people go into astronomy expecting it to be astrology, and then they're just like, wait, there's a lot of math going into this, and history I don't want to know about. A lot of science nerds in here I don't really care about. All right, did I already do all three or did I do two?
I think you did two.
All right, I'll do one more. What's the clinical name for your thigh bone?
The clinical name.
Yeah, like the medical name that you'd use for the bone that's in your thigh up here.
What's the hint?
Starts with an F.
F. Your
I'm sure I've said it
funny
before.
Bone?
That's what the doctors call it. Chelsea, it seems you fractured your funny bone.
Oh, your femur.
Silly goober. Yep.
Your femur.
There you go. The femur. Nice, nice.
Okay. The most consumed beverage in the world.
In the world.
The most consumed beverage in the world after water is?
Ooh. Coffee?
No.
Tea?
Yes.
Nice.
Where were the first fireworks invented?
China?
Yes.
Nice.
The energy of a moving object is also called?
Momentum?
No.
You said the energy of a moving object?
Yes.
I know I should know this. I'm going to try to recollect from my memory bank here. Acceleration?
No. There's like two forms, and this is the one, like the question said, is like the moving form.
Moving form. Oof. I'm really trying to search through all my scientific terminology I've heard.
Back in the day, they used to have a toy that was like sand, but it was special sand. What kind of sand was it?
The kinetic sand. Oh, kinetic energy?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, we're talking about kinetic and potential energy.
Yes. Okay, I was just cool. Like, there's
nice,
two
nice.
Of them.
Here we go. Let's go.
What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
Incans?
Yes. Nice. Wow. That was
heck
crazy
yeah.
How you got that.
That was just primordial intelligence. I tapped into the human conscience there.
Well, that was
the spirits guided me.
I was going to say, yeah, I feel like you just tapped into like the collective for that answer.
Yeah, literally. Okay, what are the three states of matter?
Okay, you got the solid, liquid, gas.
Nice. Nice and clean.
Yep.
Okay, what country has the longest border with the United States?
The longest border. Mexico?
What's
Canada.
The other one? Yeah, there you go. It's like, there's only the two, but one's a little bigger than the other. That was two questions, so I've only got a total of three more left, so let me just get through those, and then you can... Give me the last of your questions.
Okay. I think I have we'll see.
Okay. How many zeros are in the number 1 million?
Okay. Hold on.
Do, 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 do.
Seven?
Do, do, do. Do. Try again.
Eight?
Do, do, do,
eight?
Do. Going too high. You got one more try.
Six?
Do, there you go.
Six.
Six, yeah, because in the hundreds of thousands, that's six numbers. So then the seventh number would be the one in the 1 million, but there's six zeros.
That seems kind of broke.
Broke? Seems kind of low to you. Okay.
We got to adjust our dreams for inflation, baby. We have to be billionaires now.
Right. All right. How many sides does a quadrangle have? I know that sounds weird,
quad-rangle.
But just think about the word, a quad.
Quadrangle.
What does
so
quad
seven?
Typically mean? No.
Well, quad, that's four.
Yep.
and then wrangle and triangle. That's
just
three.
Angled. Okay, I see how you're doing the adding. The angle's just referring to that being that many angles, so it's saying four angles.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be four sides.
Four sides.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then the last one, it's a true or false. Is the kangaroo a marsupial?
Yes.
Nice. You are a certified Australian now.
Aussie.
You're an Aussie now.
Mate. Okay. Which language is the most widely spoken in South America?
I feel like this is going to be one of those questions that's not Spanish.
It is.
It is Spanish? Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if it would be like some other one of those European languages that just colonized the whole place.
Well, yeah, Spanish.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. There you go. See? Look at my white privilege ignoring that fact.
Earth is located in what galaxy?
Wait, you said Earth is located in what galaxy?
Yeah.
The Milky Way galaxy.
The words the and a are known as.
Oh, that's going to be a little harder. Are those the and an a? Are there something to do with nouns at all? Or are those like more adjectives? Conjectures or something. I'm just spewing out random grammar terms.
I'm not sure if this is like the true
syntax.
I'm not sure if this is the true definition, but I think they're like all of those words have in common is that like they set up for something to like be
okay,
after.
Okay, they're
it.
Setups. I'm trying to think. I'm feeling I've probably heard this term in my English class or something.
Newspapers have these all the time.
Headlines?
No. They're like a really
editorials.
Old, a really old word for
columns?
All those things. No.
Oh my god.
Starts with an A.
A.
Come on, baby. The fifth graders could get this. Come on.
Apparently, I'm not smarter than the fifth graders. I overestimated myself.
Come on. It starts with an A.
I'm just going to start listing every word that starts
Come
with
on.
A.
Come on. Magazines. Newspapers have them. Starts with an A.
Starts with an A. This is tormenting me. This is going to haunt my dreams.
Are you ready?
Article?
Yes! Okay, they're articles.
They're
the
just
words,
called articles. Okay.
And A are
Fun fact.
Articles.
Well, now I'll never forget that because of how painful that was for me to go through. See, you learn from your mistakes the best.
To travel from New York to London, you fly over which ocean?
From New York to London, Atlantic?
Yes.
Nice.
Is blue an adjective or a noun?
This is like a lowercase blue, I'm assuming.
No, like is the word blue an adjective or a noun?
It'd be an adjective.
There you go.
Yeah.
What type of word should always be capitalized?
A name? Like a noun?
Yeah, but like what are those like names? Like what are those a part of? They are nouns, but like what type of nouns?
Man, this is getting that's an advanced
fifth graders.
Yeah, advanced fifth graders, man. I don't think these kids even know how to type, let alone formulate whatever the grammatical expectations are. Okay.
Starts with a P.
Personification?
Personification nouns. Punctuation nouns.
Just naming T words.
Come on. Like, what type? Like, when somebody...
Prefix?
No, but the PR is right.
Pronouns.
Okay, no, but the PRO is right.
PRO, so pro... For something else to combine it to, for
when some
product
when someone does something the right way, it's the what way?
Pro correct.
Like what
correct, the correct
what?
Way?
Is that even a word? A
I know what I'm saying. I don't know.
Pro correct. Pro
I'm
correct.
You said with something the right way, it's the correct way.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen,
the two words
is pro correct a word?
It can be now.
No,
We've combined them.
When someone does things the right way,
formal.
P-R-O. What's another word for formal?
Professional.
Baby.
Oh my God, this is killing me. Please just tell me. Oh it's my God.
They're proper now.
Okay, there we go. I'm sorry.
Proper. The word was proper. What
I could
is
have said prim and I probably could have filled that in with proper.
What is the French phrase we use to describe a scene we feel we have experienced previously?
Read that one more time. My brain is like fried from that last question.
What is the French phrase we use to describe a scene we feel we have experienced previously?
Deja vu.
Yes. White and fluffy clouds that signify fair weather are called.
Wait, Rita, I only heard the last bit.
White and fluffy clouds that signify fair weather are called.
Ooh.
All the different
I can't remember
types
a lot of the different
clouds.
Type of cloud names. I remember like something Nimbus was one of them.
This is like.
Yeah, maybe give it what it starts with, like C. The letter C. I can't remember them very well.
Like the Stratus ones.
Yeah.
You said. You basically said a variation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the.
I can't remember the actual C part of it.
Okay.
What is it?
Cumulus.
Cumulus, okay.
Cumulus nimbus.
Animals without backbones are called what?
Invertebrates.
Yes. How many letters are in the English alphabet?
20. I hate this question. Is it 24 or is it 25?
No, it's 26.
Six, of course.
The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called?
The Appalachians?
No.
No, Himalayans.
Yes.
There we go. Appalachians are like here in the U.S., aren't they?
I think so. Yeah. What was the ancient Egyptian writing system called?
Hieroglyphics. Yes. How many more are left? I feel like we were on question 20 now. I'm just being examined at this point. I feel like I failed the English portion, so I'm going to have to let the English department know I can't pass this class.
Well, like, yeah, I just screenshotted, like,
I'll
bunch.
Never forget proper nouns now.
You should never.
Never.
They're proper.
They should be, they're professional.
they're done the right way, babies. They're proper.
They're pro-correct.
they're procreative. Tulips grow from?
Tulips grow from, like, a plant, like flowers?
No.
Or like the type of plant they grow from?
I guess.
I don't know enough about them. I don't know.
Okay, they're bulbs.
Oh, they grow from, okay. All right. How many more do we have?
I guess we can just finish with this one. How many months in the calendar year have exactly 30 days?
Have exactly 30 days. All right, I don't want to sit here and do math for too long, so I'm going to freeball 5.
No.
6.
No.
7?
No. 4.
Only 4 of them?
Yes.
Okay. And the rest just have 31 or 28?
Yeah.
Okay. Heard that.
I like how you busted out with a 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I'm like, no. I'm just like, no, we would feel that within the year.
Would we? I don't know. I was figuring, I know there's one that's 28. The others are probably roughly split. But maybe I wasn't thinking the math through because I guess I was thinking so 6 for 31, 1 for 28, 5 for 30, that would make 12. Okay. What, want to do some of these little questions, our little random green cards?
You want to attempt some of these math questions, these word problems?
Oh, man.
They seem simple enough.
All right. Give me one.
If I have 5 apples and you have 4 apples, how many more apples do I have?
1.
Yes. What makes a square a square?
It has 4 equal sides and angles.
Yes.
Sorry, the face that you made when you, you had a little twitch when I said that. Like, you're like, how did he know? How does he know that?
How many states made up the United States before Alaska and Hawaii joined?
Put us at 49 or 48?
Close, yep.
There 48. We go. I don't know why I thought we had 51 states for a second there.
How many syllables are in the word rhinoceros?
How many syllables? Was there three?
No.
Four?
Yes.
Cool.
Can you pick the antonym of the word tame?
The antonym of tame? Wouldn't that be the opposite of it?
Yeah, it's its enemy.
So feral. Untamed. Like.
But like more wild. For like kids. Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. Feral.
Kids can have a good vocabulary too. Yeah. Okay. Let's switch things up a little. We can maybe come back to some of these. Let's do our little random green card questions.
Okay.
These little...
You want to pick one
you
out?
You want me to pick one out? Let's hope they're not a repeat. So we haven't really shifted these through or anything. Let's see. Which TV show would you pick to live inside for a week?
TV show that I would pick to live inside for a week. Dang, I don't know.
This is a hard one because realistically, a lot of these shows that we like would suck to live in.
Exactly. I guess I would choose... Dang, what's like really good one where you can
I think
just,
I would
like,
choose something like...
If you want a vibe. I guess Amazing World of Gumball because like you could always stay away from Gumball and Darwin so they won't ruin
be
your
okay.
life. Yeah, you could be one of the side characters that they choose to ignore.
I think, as insane as it is, regular show would be pretty lit. Because,
oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Even though crazy stuff happens constantly, you'd be able to know that, like, it'll all get solved somehow, conveniently. It's always, we were talking about it, I've been watching it recently, it's hilarious how convenient things will just tie up or just completely unravel.
Yes, the characters apart. Will literally be like, oh my gosh, we can't do this, the phone is broken, and all of a sudden a commercial will pop up like, phone broke.
And then instantly that guy's at their door. Exactly. Ready to go. Okay, you want to draw one?
Yes,
keep the ones we just used out so we don't get no repeats in here.
Do you share any of your family's physical traits?
Yeah, of course. I am a genetic result of my mother and my father, so I'd say I have my mom's eye color and have my dad's hair and a little bit of a combination of both their faces, I guess. I feel like I look overall the most like my dad, but that could just be like the male form and like head shape, but maybe in the face there's more of my mom.
I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good like heavy mix.
Yeah.
Feel like, yeah, it's a really good heavy mix of your mom and your dad, especially on your face.
Same thing for my frame. I'm like the same height as my dad. I'm a little stockier. But yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I do not share any of my family's physical traits.
I feel like you do. It's you just have a very interesting mix. All three of your you sisters do. You guys all got an interesting combination of your parents' genetics.
Yeah.
I guess you do probably reflect a little more of your mom.
Yeah. Just, and then my middle sister definitely looks like my dad.
I think your dad's lets you get a little darker, but and maybe like a little bit in the face. But you're definitely a big mix of them because you have your mom's eyes and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Is that all you had to add to it?
Yeah.
For them?
Next one.
Would you rather be a great musician at... Did we already ask this one?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Like before, career choices. Right.
In what ways are you generous?
I feel like I'm very generous. I feel like I'm generous with my time. I feel like I'm generous with like my love and my efforts, especially when it's like the people that I like care about. Like, I feel like I'm definitely willing to go like all out for them, and of course, all out for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could relate to that. I feel like I'm always willing to help people if I can, as long as they're receptive to said help, of course. And if helping them isn't going to be a major setback or a big problem with some other goal or something I'm working on, then generally try to help, even if it's something like giving a change to somebody who's very unfortunate and needs it when you don't necessarily need that change right now. Sometimes you're extra broke and you can't afford to help. That's okay too. But if you don't need it, you never know. It can help somebody eat that night or get home or whatever it takes. Helping people, even just at work or at school or something, seeing that somebody might need some assistance or could use just a little bit of advice that would put them in the right direction. Try to do that when I can.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're a good bloke, baby.
Nah, I'm just a bloke. You're a good bloke. Just a bloke that does things.
All right. Now it's my turn. What's your favorite ride at an amusement park?
I would have said in the past roller coasters, but I've started to grow out of them in the sense of not really enjoying the thrill so much. My favorite rides that I've done, probably some of those interactive ones, those little inside roller coasters that have the CG effects going on, or even if it's those 4D plays or rides or little movies like the Shrek 4D, the Mummy ride, the Spider-Man ride. Those are probably the most fun to me now. I think the Transformers one was pretty good too. It's basically the same thing as Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, I like all those rides too. Like, I like the interactive rides, like the Men in Black ride.
Oh yeah, Men in Black's perfect. Yeah. I think those shooting gallery ones would probably be my peak favorite ones. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of them. That's why it's hard to even remember. Like, there's Men in Black, and at the Hollywood Studios, can't remember what they call it now, Disney, but they have that Toy Story Zone where there's like a shooting gallery that's like the Men in Black, which is really cool.
I love the Men in Black. I love Universal Studios. Yeah. I love going there. I love their Harry Potter ride, too.
Oh, yeah.
It is pretty cool. And then I like, did we go on, like, the Diagon Alley Harry Potter ride?
Diagon Alley, is that the newer
one?
Is it a roller coaster?
It's like the other Hogwarts one. Okay. Yeah, but that one's really fun.
I'm not sure if we did. I only remember that main big Hogwarts one, which I've done a good bit. And I'm pretty sure it's broken down a few times for me. Like one time when we went to Grad Bash, that happened on us for a few minutes.
I think it broke down for you guys too, right? Yeah, it broke down for us one time. And that was like,
I'm
going to
be surprised if that one's known for being annoying for the employees. They're like, yeah, this one like breaks down every week and you just gotta deal with it.
I think at that point I'm like done with that one and I'd rather do, it's called Escape from the Gringotts. Escape from the Gringotts because like you like basically like walk around like while you wait, like in line, you're walking around this ginormous like bank. Yeah. And so like it's so cool. I love all the details. I like walking through it, like especially that last little room. You see like all these giant chandeliers and there's all these weird little elf looking creatures just like at their desk. So I like everything Universal Studios, but like you said, it is really hard to do like a lot of the roller coasters now. So like the Hulk.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just getting older, our bodies don't like the motion as much. We're just maybe more anxious about it, mm-hmm. and all the possibilities that could go wrong and whatnot. Before, I mean, I used to be deathly afraid of roller coasters until fifth grade. Then I like tried them, and then middle and high school, I was my little thrill seeker phase where I just ride all the roller coasters I possibly could. That was fun for a while it lasted, but I think I got what I needed out of it. I've ridden a few recently. Last year, I went to SeaWorld with my family. We met up with our cousins, and we tried some of the new rides that SeaWorld has, one of which has big drops really fast, but there's no overhead bar and restraint. It's just the lap restraint, so it feels kind of scary, unless you're into the thrill of that. And what I did like more was the standing ones. I tried my first like standing roller coaster. That one wasn't as bad because at least you feel very secure. Maybe it's less comfortable if you don't want to be standing, but I found it fine. I guess it kind of makes you feel like the Flash or something. Kind of feels like you're the one moving or running. Do you like the Superman type roller coasters where it makes you lay down?
No.
Have you ridden those ones before?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I think the those only ones are fun. roller coasters I've ever really rode were like all the ones at Busch Gardens. I know I've been on all of those. And then the Hulk at Universal, which was like one that like really like scared me during childhood because we had the passes. So we would go all the time and I never rode that one. And then, like, I don't know, one day I just finally did. And I was like, oh, my God, that was really fun. I'm so stupid. And then also with they rebranded it to a Harry Potter ride. But, like, the Dueling Dragons, that was another one I was always really scared of until I finally just went on it. And I was like, oh, my God, it's so fun.
Yeah, that was the middle and high school days discovering.
But I don't know if I could do that now, like especially with like my neck and my back injuries.
Oh yeah, it's probably not safe for you to do it.
I don't think so. But like, you've never been to Volcano Bay, have you?
No, not yet.
Volcano Bay is really, really fun. It's Universal's water park, and like, it's pretty cool. You have like a little wristwatch on that you like tap each ride for, and it basically just kind of like holds your place. And then, like, you still do have to wait in lines, though. Like, it lies when it says that. But it's, like, a much shorter line than you ever would have.
Yeah. It's kind of like Adventure Island, where there's not really a set timer, usually. You just kind of go up there, and you just see what the line looks like. You're pushing people down.
No. So, you do just tap your little wrist thing on the ride, like everyone has to.
It's like a witch thing? Or a witch, a watch thing.
It's
or
a witch. Sorcery.
Wrist watch type thingy.
Yeah, you like all have like a little wristband that you just kind of tap on the rides. And then like it kind of locks you in. And then you walk around, do whatever you want to do. And then it'll like buzz you when it's time for you to get there. Yeah. And
that's advanced.
Yeah, right. And then you go. And I mean, like I said, there's still a line because they're smart. They're not just waiting on you.
Yeah.
But like, you know, there's basically it just kind of tells you that like your turn's about to be up. And so then everybody kind of gathers and it's a shorter line and they just get you on, get you off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I like they have like a rapids pool.
And of course, like they should.
Yeah, I always like a rapid river better than like a lazy river. So that's always really fun. And it's like the cheapest Universal park, too.
Cool. So it was Aquatica that we went to.
Oh, my
God.
That
gosh. One time, right?
I love Aquatica. Yes.
Yeah, that was a fun little park.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap, too. Maybe we can do that this summer with our friend.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
And make a trip. Or at least try the parks that are closer to us, too.
No.
No, you don't like
them?
No. Why?
Because we're so over them.
Yeah.
Yes, we used to go to Adventure Island when we were younger. Yeah. Every year in middle school.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're pretty.
I did that a lot as a little kid.
Done with that.
What? Why?
Because Adventure Island's so lame.
Dang.
Especially compared against, especially stacked up against Aquatica and Volcano Bay. Like, Aquatica is definitely.
When I went to Aquatica, I felt like it was basically just Adventure Island, but a different one.
No, don't lie. Don't lie. Aquatica.
What's the difference besides the gimmicky dolphin slide?
For one, the rides are different. Aquatica also has a rapid river. Aquatica is cleaner.
Yeah.
Aquatica has more space. It's very spaced out. Aquatica is like everything's wet. which is just like
everything is wet.
I hate that Adventure Island because some stuff be dry, and I'm just like, dang, my feet are literally getting burned on this hot pavement. Like at Aquatica, everything's wet, including the walkways.
Okay,
and so it's just like, you know, back. It's night that you got your feet wet. Yeah, like I want to go back to Aquatica.
See if they've added anything to.
Exactly. When we went that first, or when we went together that one time, it rained on us anyway, so we didn't even get to do everything.
That might have been why.
So
we didn't get to see as much.
We need to go back there, avenge ourselves. And I'm always fine with doing water rides. I feel like I'm more adventurous when I know there's like a big pool of water underneath. I don't care. I was like, I can slide. I've done that, like how you explain like the standing coaster, like that mummying.
Yeah.
I've done those on water rides, and that usually always scares me, but I like it. Just get, like, punched into a pool, and I don't know how to swim, so it's just like, you know, could
they
die.
Just got that little edgy risk with each attempt. Now, I like pretty much all the slide options that involve being in a little raft or something more than the bare body ones now, just because of the way they're all designed. They have those big ridges. Mm-hmm. For the segments and everything, very easy to get yourself caught on one of them or something. At least that's what my anxiety cares about. That, and if it's going to be an enclosed one, then I don't want to be trapped in it, get stuck like in the Always
watching
Sunny
too
episode.
Much, yeah. Always Sunny. I've been watching too
but
much.
But that was
sunny.
How I felt even in middle school and high school, because when I would go to the Adventure Island, it was the same way. I wanted to do all the rides that I could, including those ones that are all entubed. And you just go down by yourself, bare-bodied. But it would always just make me nervous because I was a little chubby back then, too. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to get stuck. I don't want it to scrape up my skin or something. Don't want to come out looking like Frank after he went down that.
Oh, yeah, the Thunder Gun Express.
With no water on it. It's funny because that ride actually reminds me of a ride that is at Adventure Island. I'm not sure if it's still there. I feel like last time we went, I tried to ride it or do it with Zoe, but they were replacing it with a new one or something. But yeah, there used to be one that was a really high, almost straight drop, kind of like that one in It's Always Sunny, but you sat on like a mat basically, and that was it. But it was really fun because it was like super intense, and there'd be all the waters flying up on the side of you. Felt like you're going super Sanic fast.
Yeah, that's why like water parks, but I'm also excited for whatever expansion Universal's trying to do. I'm hoping maybe they're trying to upgrade, give us an experience again, because that's what I always liked about Universal, you know, more than Disney, is that like it really immerses you in it. Like, it's so fun.
Yeah, I do like all the different various themes and zones that they have, all very good. They always have fun, cool plots devised for their rides, so you get to see lots of the characters, like you mentioned, the aliens, the Men in Black. I love the Simpsons ride too. The Simpsons ride,
yeah, the virtual roller coaster.
Well, yeah, just I love the whole waiting room and everything. Like, the whole experience that's set up for it too. You have all the characters doing bits and talking, acting like they're also at the theme park.
Yep.
It's really cool. It's perfect.
Yeah, I like how it immerses.
What they really should do is it'd be cooler if they had more of a carnival actual area there, carnival games and whatnot to fit that theme more. Because they used to have, you remember when the Jaws area was there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there used to be like a carnival type of area, I remember, with a lot of arcade-related games and whatnot. Kind of like how Busch Gardens has at the, was it the Timbuktu area that has the arcade area?
I don't know. We definitely need to go visit Universal again sometime if they weren't so freaking expensive.
Yeah. All those things are crazy expensive. But at least they're like more affordable than Disney somehow. Disney can get away with just charging exuberant prices.
Well, I feel like they've always been more affordable than that. Like,
yeah, no, they definitely have.
But they're still
been.
Just like, ugh.
That's a rough price.
Yeah, it's like $160 just to go.
But how much is there, like, yearly?
It's like a down payment, and then you can pay, like, per month. Like, I think the highest is probably, like, $35 for a premium pass. But, I mean, if you just want, like, a regular pass, it's, like, maybe 20-something a month. But you do have to pay, like, a down payment. And then, like, if you do get a regular pass at Universal, the biggest issue is blackout dates.
Yeah.
Which are, like, crappy. Like, they're annoying. They're always, yeah, they're always in kind of, like, the popular season, too. So they, like, might block out some summer dates, might block out, they usually block out Christmas, everything in December. And so it's just, like, I don't know. I mean, it's still worth it, I guess, because you live here.
If you
here.
Have the money, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's still worth it if you have the money because you live here. So it's just like, that's something that if you don't mind taking that drive out to Orlando, bro, you can always get your money's worth, go to Universal, have a good time.
Yeah, which is why I think my parents did it for Universal middle and high school, because it was something we could go on our various vacations multiple times a year. Are basically the same price of just going once, so you might as well.
Exactly. And that's why we went to Universal all throughout my childhood, and it was always, like, a really big thing.
Yeah. I only went to Disney a handful of times when I was in elementary school, so I don't remember much from it. I just remember the dinosaur area really well.
Of course.
I love that area.
Dinosaurs.
I remember meeting some of the characters a little bit. And I remember Epcot pretty well, actually, for some reason. But yeah, the rest. I went Hollywood Studios. We went one time back when they'd started doing the whole Star Wars area there, but Disney didn't fully own Star Wars yet. They weren't doing prequels or anything, or the sequel trilogy and everything. The prequels just finished, but they had a whole Star Wars area. They had some little live shows. They'd have some of the people who were cast members or worked on the show in some way come for fans to get signatures and whatnot. And they had this little show that they would do where they'd for the kids who were all there. And it wasn't something you had to pay for. It was just one of those random free shows that happens. And they like go around, they'll recruit some kids to go on stage and act as like little Padawans to one of the Jedi, and they fight Darth Vader. And I got selected to be one of those kids. So, you know, cool. I ate that up. Love that.
Yeah, I always remember, like, the earthquake ride that they did at Universal. When I was little, it was, like, much different. Like, it was called, like, Earthquake. And then, like, you basically do the same thing where you're, like, in a little subway. And then all of a sudden, just, like, the earthquake happens. And then, like, a semi-truck tips over. There's a big fire. Like, yeah. It's all crazy, but, you know, it was called Earthquake. But then, like, as I got older and we would do it, it became something different. It became, like, the Disaster Ride.
Is that the one where it would almost be, like, a movie or something?
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, that's when they, like, I think redid
it.
It's
like you were,
and then they were just
you
like,
were actors in a disaster movie.
Yeah, you were actors in a disaster movie.
Yeah, that was a really good ride. People like that. I remember doing that with my grandma. She loved it.
I was going to say, I feel like they updated it like so much now because you like go into all these rooms. You have all this training. Like,
is that
all these seminars.
Ride still there now?
Yeah, the disaster ride. It's just not called Earthquake anymore.
Okay. Cool. We'll have to do that next time we go. So I don't think I've ridden that since high school, at least.
I'm telling you, we haven't
that was
like,
a good one.
Been in so long. We do have to go. Yeah.
We
got to
do Halloween Horror Night sometime,
no.
too.
No.
Yes, please.
No.
Especially if they ever do an Alien versus Predator again.
They won't.
I'm going.
They won't.
Oh, you're right, because Disney owns them now.
Exactly.
Hopefully Disney does their little Spookoween thing, whatever they call theirs.
I don't think they do that.
they have a like Disney Halloween, but it's kiddie, so it wouldn't
say,
be.
Yeah.
They just have like Uwu Alien and Predator cartoony anime there.
Now I don't want to go to Halloween Horror Nights. I don't like
it's
being
cool.
in scary situations.
You, all you do is watch true crime. All you do is watch scary movies.
To prevent myself from ever getting in
all
those scary situations.
All you do is engage with scary content, and now you're going to tell me you're not going to engage in the scary content?
Because, baby, I don't...
It's art.
I like
you're
to
gonna
be
like
scared,
it.
But I don't like to be
you're gonna
in
like all the effects.
The scare.
You're going to like the actors.
No, because the actors going to get me every time. No, see?
We can...
No.
We can stage it like how we did... when we went for
Hollow Scream
with the TV department, so we were working, you know, they weren't messing with us like that.
They were still trying to mess.
Yeah, a little bit.
They were still trying to mess.
That's just because you're an easy target. You're just sitting there telling them, like, I'm scared. I'm going to scream if you just look at me the wrong way.
Bro, because I am. Because why are you looking
You know who they are.
Crazy.
You know what they're here to do.
But no, they're wild. They get all up in your face. They have all the weapons. They be all scary. I don't like that. Get me out of here. I don't like to be scared, okay? I like to be scared, but I don't like to be in scary situations.
So blood, I missed out on the Alien versus Predator one. That really sucked. Happened a year. I just couldn't go. First of all, I didn't have my own money yet. I was still a high schooler. There was just a lot of other stuff going on that year and whatnot. I don't think I even had any friends that would have gone with me because the first times I went, it was with a couple friends, and then... Man, I guess that must have happened on my junior year because I remember senior year, me and my whole group of our friends, we all went to that Halloween Horror Nights and we did every single house that night. We made it worth
it.
That was big.
You guys are so weird.
Every house. I remember when it hit 2 a.m. and the park had one more hour. So they were giving like the last call. They're like, we got one more hour. Most people were already headed out. So we just literally bolted running through the park to the different, the last two houses. The last one I remember was the Walking Dead one. We were the only ones like in there going through. And so those guys were troopers. Those actors were still going for it. They were giving us their all. But we weren't just dilly-dallying either. We were like, we knew this place was closing. So we were kind of like going through it quick to make sure we weren't just wasting their time. But it was really funny. They kind of play with it. When the people on the streets, the little scare zone, saw us like running, they would either kind of chase us or try to like stop us and block us. It was funny. One of them like swung their chainsaw at me. I jumped over it.
Oh, see, that I don't like that.
Yeah, I was like 19, so I got a thrill from it.
See, but that was my thing too. Like, I've missed all the good houses that I would, or the good themes that I would have wanted to go to. Like, I miss all the It themes. I miss all the American Horror Story themes. So yeah, there's nothing for me anymore.
Oh, well, maybe we'll see what themes they got this year. But yeah, ever since...
It won't be anything good.
I think ever since the Alien vs. Predator one, they haven't had anything I've been too interested in.
They had like... They've been having like Stranger Things for like the last like 6 years.
They had... What was it? Oh man, what is it called? Silent Hill. They had that one of the years that I went. That was cool. That was a pretty good one. Could have used more Pyramid Head though. They had Freddy vs. Jason... Another year that I went, that one was really cool because we went to like the dream realm for Freddy. There was like broken mirrors everywhere. That was really cool. They also, sometimes their non-franchised ones are really awesome. They're just super high concept or something. There was one that I did that me and Jackie really loved. It was like this Alice in Wonderland one. Ooh. So it was like super trippy. And when you got into it, there'd just be lots of people in non-humanoid suits, usually like those different what would they be called, like those chest looking figures and all the other types of strange aesthetics from Alice in Wonderland, especially with like the car designs, black and white colors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you'd get step into different rooms and it'd be like hallucination city basically. There was one where it was like a portal where it looked like when the ground was moving, so it's like hard to walk on. And then we got into the one room where there was a bunch of women dressed in, I'm trying to like describe what it looks like, the type of figurine aesthetic, almost like figurines, but they're wearing like all black and white patterns on them, and the whole room is in black and white, so it's like they're blending in with the room and moving around trying to get you.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's scary. That is weird. That is terrifying.
Yeah. And then they had one that was all the what are they called, old monster horror movies, the classics. So you'd walk into it and there'd be a vampire at one point, Wolfman, I think like the Creature from the Black Lagoon and a few others, Invisible Man. They had a lot of optical illusions in that one where you would see like a reflection of the Wolfman. I remember it was like really far away, but then you'd like walk a little closer and then all of a sudden he'd just like step out like right in front of you and he was like right there the whole time.
No,
yeah. Very based.
That's terrifying. Don't.
Yeah, you gotta do it sometime, boo.
No.
You gotta do it for the lulz.
I'll stick to my scary movies.
Do it for the Vine.
And my true crime.
You pleb. You peasant.
Listen,
basic.
This is why, like, you guys, you want to split up. Okay, in the scary situation, y'all want to go investigate the noises.
Most white people, yes.
Yes, yes. You got to split up. You want to go investigate
the
noise.
Numbers.
Black people, they just don't do that. Okay, they just die first.
Just to get it out of the way, get it over with.
And they never investigate no noises, and they never separate. Why are we separating? Yeah.
Freaking Fred started that, and then every white person was just like, well, I mean, if Fred from Scooby-Doo does it, I mean, that guy's like practically our our modern
detective.
Leader. He's a detective. He's a certified professional, okay? Well, everybody, unfortunately, the time has come. Oh, how the time flies. Don't
time
be too sad.
After time.
That's a deep-seated memory you just triggered within me now. Fear not. We will return. Please remember to tune in, see what's new every Tuesday at 2. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody, have a great rest of your day.